It's Tuesday, August 31st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Windows 11 coming in October, now on more devices. Those biometric devices in Afghanistan, not even the biggest risk. And the FCC's new push on data collection. This is the Business of Tech. Back in June, Microsoft announced the hardware requirements for Windows 11 and met with a lot of pushback due to the higher-than-expected requirements. Last week, the company announced some changes to address that pushback. There will be a workaround so older machines can be installed by hand. The download of an ISO will allow a manual install. The company did adjust the processor requirements slightly, allowing Intel's Core X series and Xeon W series. That said, the company did clarify that those machines installed by hand might not be able to get Windows updates. They also won't be supported. And today, Microsoft announced that Windows 11 will release on October 5th, 2021. The rollout is in phases. New eligible devices are offered at first and in waves beyond that. Microsoft expects all eligible devices to be offered the free upgrade by mid-2022. At launch, Android app support will not be available. That testing begins in the coming months. Now, why do we care? There's an obvious consulting dollars play here in the planning and rollout of new operating systems for business. Additionally, first-in-the-wild appearances of Windows 11 for customers will appear in weeks, not months. Microsoft continues to impress me with a sensible approach to the market. Dictate security for supported configurations, allow individuals to take the risk being unsupported. Let's also focus on that security update statement. My take is that the company is leaving a door open to not be forced to support updates and has a track record of being generous with its support cycles. Businesses should want to be within supported territory, and leaving space for enthusiasts makes sense to me. Let's follow up to a story I covered recently, the loss of U.S. military biometric devices to the Taliban, with a fear that data could be used to identify Afghans who supported coalition forces. Turns out, that's not even the real risk. Those devices really only hold limited access to data, which is stored on remote servers. In reporting from MIT's Technology Review, turns out the bigger risk is from Afghan government databases. This is information used to handle paycheck fraud to pay members of the National Army and Afghan National Police, who now would be potential targets for the Taliban. There was no deletion policy and not even a plan for contingency situations. The problem they were working on was fake identities or ghost soldiers to trying to root out fraud in that system for paychecks. Data was collected from the day of enlistment and contains not just the expected name, date, and place of birth, but much more around family relations, career specialty, and military expertise. And not all of it seems to have a clear use. An example? One of the questions asked for recruits was their favorite fruit and vegetable. And a kicker, this isn't even the most unique or the largest database. There are several others too. Why do we care? So here's the consulting lessons. The thought to secure the data was never baked into the rollout, nor how the data might be used against the individuals. And clearly there wasn't a question of, do we really need this data? I'm sure there's a reason to collect that fruit and veg data, which is clearly lost on the other side with lack of understanding and documentation for when things go wrong. It's this space I firmly believe is real data management as an opportunity, working with companies to collect the right data, only the right data, and plan for preventing things going wrong. It's a unique offering, which I don't get a sense is widely done. That's competitive differentiation. About 5 million households have signed up for the federal program that offers $50 a month to pay for internet service. The FCC also announced Friday it's providing more enrollee demographic information, including age, eligibility, location, and type of broadband service, to help better target outreach efforts. Of the $3 billion allocated for the program, about $378 million has been claimed. Why do we care? The demographics data will tell us a lot about the needs of the underserved. Thematically, the FCC has been collecting and analyzing a lot more data around broadband than they did previously. While this specific program is probably of less interest to providers, it's that data collection process we care about. Government oversight on broadband, thy name is FCC. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. I'm off to watch my Nats play the Phillies, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.